Thirdly, Ratsana Sambhava, the yellow Buddha, or even the golden Buddha, his name means the jewel producing one, the one who is productive of jewels. And Ratna Sambhava represents the aspect of beauty and riches and abundance of the enlightened mind. He occupies the southern quarter of the mandala, and his emblem is the Chintamani, or wish-fulfilling gem. In Hindu and Buddhist mythology, the Chintamani is rather like Aladdin's lamp. If you hold it in your hand and you wish, then whatever you wish, you get. So in Hindu mythology especially, all the gods and powerful kings, they're always trying to get this Chintamani so they can hold it and just wish. But what is the true, what is the real Chintamani? The true Chintamani is the enlightened mind itself, because that gives you, in the highest sense, in the ultimate sense, everything, whatever you can wish for, all beauty, all riches, all abundance, it's all there in the depths of your own mind. So Ratna Sambhava, the jewel-producing Buddha, he has as his emblem this Chintamani, this wish-fulfilling gem, suggesting that the true wish-fulfilling gem is enlightenment itself. Ratna Sambhava is also connected with the earth. His colour, in fact, links him with the earth. The colour of the earth is yellow in the east, and Ratna Sambhava's colour is yellow. The earth is, as it were, the depth from which all treasures come, whether it's gold or silver or jewels, all dug up from the depths of the earth. In the same way, all spiritual treasures, if you like, archetypal treasures, they're dug up, as it were, from the depths of the enlightened mind. And especially, we are told, what is known as the jewel of the bodhicitta, the jewel of the will to enlightenment, the urge, the aspiration to gain enlightenment for the benefit, not just of oneself, but all living beings. And the mudra, the finger position of Ratna Sambhava, is the Bharata, like supreme giving. Because Ratna Sambhava represents that aspect of enlightenment which, as it were, bestows all spiritual gifts on all people without any discrimination at all. And therefore also Ratna Sambhava is associated with the wisdom of equality, or the wisdom of sameness, because the enlightened mind sees things with complete objectivity, no preferences, no likes, no dislikes, no reactions, whether positive or negative, and therefore the enlightened mind is the same towards all, sees all equally, the same love, the same compassion towards all. I remember in this connection, this is just by the way, but it perhaps illustrates a point. A certain Archbishop of Canterbury was once asked whether all human beings, whether black or white, were equal in God's eyes. So he said, they're all equal in the love of God, but they're not equal in the sight of God. He was asked, incidentally, whether he supported apartheid or not, and this was his reply. That all living beings are equal in the love of God, but not in the sight of God. But if we put that into Buddhist terms, we may say that all living beings, regardless of all the distinctions, all things whatsoever in the universe, are equal in the sight of the enlightened mind. This is the wisdom of sameness. And because they're equal in the sight of the enlightened mind, they're also equal in the love of the enlightened mind. You can't have the one without the other. The light, as it were, of the enlightened mind falls equally upon all, just like the rays of the sun on objects on the surface of the earth. So this is Ratna Sambhava, the yellow Buddha.